Wizards delight me. For I am a wizard. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wizards delight me, for I am a wizard. Oh my. Aren't you doing wonderful things for yourself, telling the world that you are a wizard? My, my, my. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. What makes you think that you are a wizard? Well, a wizard is any person who is exceedingly skilled in any one thing or many things, especially many things. And a wizard is someone who is a unique person. It's a person who believes something very strongly and lives something very strongly and practices it every moment of their life. Now, we look at divine people and we say they are wonderful because every moment of their life, they're practicing what they believe. We look at the ordinary doctor, the medical doctor. And the medical doctor is a normal person. He is a normal human being. He's gone to school and he's developed his skills in the medical arts. And he believes in himself. He believes in his skills. And he believes in them. He practices them. He lives them every day of his life. Now, he believes that people want to live. And so he is practicing the art of living. And he teaches his people the art of living, how to have positive attitudes of mind, positive attitudes of living, and positive attitudes of thinking. Now, the wizard occasionally says he does not like to practice on his own family because he becomes emotionally involved. A wizard cannot be emotionally involved with whatever is his wizardry, because a wizard is a person who practices principle every moment of his life. He lives principle. He divines principle. He practices it by his sight, by his words, by his actions, by his deeds, by everything he does. He practices the wizardry of principle. And really, that's what principle is. Principle is wizardry. It is the expression of something very beautiful, very wonderful, very unique, but it's not done by all people. Oh, all people do it, but they don't know it. People practice what they believe, and sometimes they practice the belief that they don't know. They practice the belief that they don't understand, that they cannot find the answer for these confusing things. Watch the scientists. They are wizards. Wizards of a very high degree. And these scientists have ideas that come to their mind because of the field in which they're working. They're working in fields of culture. They're working in fields of procreation. They're working in fields of wholeness. Their work, oh, so many fields. And each of these fields demands an attention. And so what do? They read up about it. They study it. They think about it. They listen to their inner heart and they know it. They become skilled in the art of their science. And as they become skilled in the art of their science, they become a wizard in the art of their science. Now we say, well, surely we wouldn't go around calling our scientists wizards. Oh my, yes we do. The scientist who really practices what he believes, we do call them wizards. We look at the people who earn great degrees, who earn great appreciation from the world, who are recognized by the world as being great achievers in a particular area of their expertise. And indeed, it is an area of their expertise. They are excellent. They are enchanted. Oh my, are they enchanted. You talk to someone about his field, and he waxes eloquent about everything in his field. He talks about it, he shares it, he lives it, he tells you about it, and you become so excited about what he's doing, and you may not understand one little bit of what he's doing. Now, you're not being stupid or foolish. You're merely recognizing that that person is a great wizard. You go to see a guru or a great teacher, and as you talk to this great teacher tries to talk in a language that you can understand, but his own vocabulary is so far beyond anything you could ever comprehend that if he didn't speak in a language you could understand, he might as well not speak at all to you. But you go to him and you talk to him. You go to wealthy people, you go to successful people, and you say, what is the key to your success? And these fantastic people will say, no, the key to my success is not hard work. The key to my success is not good luck. The key to my success is not all these things. The key to my success is how I learned to listen within and follow what I hear, follow what I learn, follow what I know to be going on within me. And you say, you do that? Well, didn't you go to school? Yes, I went to school. Didn't you study from some other teachers who were in your very field? Yes, I did. But all of these things are of little account unless I listen within myself as to how I can put those things into practice in my life, how I can be a wizard in my field, how I can be enchanted in my subject, how I can be so thrilled and skilled in what appeals to me. Now, the great pianists are not great pianists because they are mechanically expert on the instrument that they play. They are great pianists because they listen within and they feel the dynamics of the music. They feel the magic of the composer's intention. And then they add to it their own magic, their own enchantment, their own wizardry to make that music come out so that everyone who hears it says, wow, that's glorious. Think about it. The great music halls of history, the great music halls of the world, La Scala, and where have you. And these great music halls, people pay big money to go hear the musicians play in that music hall. And people who get to play in that music hall have had to be tested. They had to be checked over by committees and by various groups to make sure that only the best, the most skilled, the most enchanted, the most wizardry of beings come and play in Carnegie Hall. Because if anyone were allowed to come in at any level of skill, they would not enchant the audience and the audience wouldn't come back for a second performance. But because these people listen within themselves and follow the wizardry of the genius within themselves, and they put that together with their skill. Oh, they have the skill. They have this practiced skill that makes them talented in doing whatever they want to do. And this talented, practiced skill gives them the opportunity to present this to the world and say to the world, yes, I am a wizard. I am talented. I am skilled. I am a master of my craft. I am excellent. I am enchanted in the things that I do. Can you say of yourself, wizards delight me, for I am a wizard. Wizards delight me, for I am a wizard. Yes, when you can say of yourself, wizards delight me, for I am a wizard, then truly you are a wizard. For you're not being delighted in yourself as a magical person. You're delighted in the enchantment that flows through you, that is born of the skill and love and genius that deep within your heart has always been there, waiting to be revealed. Now, many people have genius in many areas. And many people, when they retire from one area, they go into another area and are equally skilled in it because they have chosen to be a genius in that area. They've chosen to be a wizard in any area that they get to. Are there wizards called parents? Wizards called parents who love their children, who love themselves, who love the world in which they live, and they teach their children that this is a good world, but it's a good world because you like yourself. Because you see in yourself all that's good, and you shine that goodness that you are out into all the universe. Yes, wizardry is lots of fun. Wizardry delights me, for I am one. Can you boldly say that you are a wizard? Can you boldly say that you are skilled in any area of your life? Perhaps the area of singing, perhaps the area of looking at other people. I'll go back to this lady friend of ours who is truly a wizard. When she enters into a conversation with you, she makes you feel like you are the most important person in the world. She gives you 100% of her attention, even though you're in the middle of a group of people and many people are sharing and talking around you. When she turns her attention to you, she's not riveted on you. She's not manipulating you. She's not controlling you. She is blessing you with her attention, with her skill, with her wizardry, with her enchantment. And you talk, but she listens, and she makes you feel your words are the most fabulous words in the world. Your presence is the most fabulous presence in the world. You are a wizard, worthy of being listened to, worthy of being heard, worthy of being followed. Now you say, what talent does that take to listen to another person and give them your full attention? It's a genius to do that. Everyone doesn't have the ability to stop thinking on what they're thinking about and 100% turn their attention over to the person they're talking with and let their talk, their attention, their interest be 100% your interest for those few moments that you're talking. That takes a genius. That takes a wizardry. That takes a skill. And very few people have that skill. They have not that skill because they are so busy listening to their responses, their retorts, how they're going to come back on a comment that's made, or how they're going to say, show how interested they are in the talk because of what they're going to contribute to themselves. But this woman did not have to say one single word, although I'm sure she did. She did not have to say one single word because I just felt so good as she was listening to me tell her what she wanted me to tell her, or what I wanted to tell her. And I felt like a magic person speaking to a magic lady. Every time I, in memory, go back to those experiences that I spoke with this lady, wherever we were, always in a crowded group, her attention was 100% on me when she spoke to me. And when she finished, when she spoke to me and when she listened to me, and when we finished, she went away and she gave that same attention to the next person she was entertaining in her consciousness. What a magical lady. What a true wizard she is. Now, can you train to be a wizard as a listener? Can you train to be a wizard as someone who gives your unconditional love to another person, you are unconditional love. Everyone is. You love everyone without limit, without condition, without judgment. And when you start to judge, you stop it. And you say no, no, no to yourself. You just say, whatever they do, I'm hearing it, I'm listening to it, I'm not judging it. I love them unconditionally. I see them doing beautiful things, good things, wonderful things. And if they're in the middle of a dialogue with you, and they're not so wonderful, and you see them as wonderful, you unconditionally love them and allow them to express themselves however they are. You, with your wizardry, with your genius, you let them be with your unconditional love. Then they will flow into their highest and best, because that is what you're calling forth from them with your unconditional love. You don't have to be a great mathematician or a great scientist or a great artist of music or writing or whatever. You don't have to do any of those things. You could just be yourself, the unconditional lover who loves the world. And when you are the unconditional lover who loves the world, you are as great as any of the greatest wizards that ever enchanted the universe. You are as great as all the magic that ever flowed forth from any one or more individuals. There is nobody on the face of the earth who can excel sincerity, who can excel attention, who can excel unconditional love. There is nobody in the universe who can excel these things when these are what you are living, being, and doing. And when you live these things, life has full meaning for you and for all the world. As they say, all the world loves a lover. Well, what is the lover doing? He is unconditionally giving his attention to his beloved. She is unconditionally giving her attention to her beloved. And all the world loves a lover not because they're loving each other, but because they're unconditionally sharing with one another, unconditionally, without any judgment, and delighting as a wizard truly delights, and as everyone delights in the wizard, in each other's presence. Oh my, I say, wizards delight me, for I am a wizard. You are a wizard. And that's why you're listening to me telling you I am a wizard. And you say, but of course, could it be any other way? And the answer is no. A wizard sees another wizard. Live as a wizard every moment of your life. Live as a skilled being. Live in your excellence. Live as an enchanted being, an enchanted life. And you will be the unconditional lover of the universe, whom all the world loves. Today, enter into that with me and find out how great it is and how wonderful it is. Have a lovely day, a lovely life, a lovely world, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.